The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1. Here's what's trending.
Weed tourism, it's turning into be a bigger and bigger business. And there are certain places in the U.S. that are faring better than others. They came out with a survey looking at the top cities for weed tourism.
And I assume Omaha is not on the list.
Sadly, Omaha is
certainly
did
the
not.
Last. We'd be dead last.
Yes, we would.
We're not even.
Probably a lot of
there.
Denver, a lot of Colorado, a lot of Cali.
L.A., San Francisco, yeah. Las Vegas, Denver, and New York. Those are the top five cities for marijuana tourism compared to like the three other of the biggest U.S. cities that recreational marijuana is
I thought
legal.
Denver would have the bullet would be first. But
well, I think that was because they were the only for a long time. And now, I mean, now you can like kind of pick your poison. I mean, you can still go to Denver, and probably for people here, it's the closest that you can sort of go and have a vacation. But I mean, if you're looking at maybe overall experience, or if you're really into marijuana as a thing, you might diversify.
You got to get out the app called Weed Maps.
Ooh.
That's an app.
Okay. That just gives you everywhere.
Yep.
Okay.
Just think about the people who go to Denver. That's the reason they're in town.
For the most part.
And a lot of those distilleries in Denver are like in crummy areas.
Yeah.
They're like check cashing places.
Okay.
It's decided by the town or you know the areas if
I'm
they
talking
want
about Denver.
It or not. Oh, and,
I'm talking
oh, and
about,
Denver alone.
Denver.
Okay, I haven't seen any of those
so
in Denver.
It probably has to do with zoning.
Yeah.
I mean, there's probably certain areas where it's like you've got to get a license and you probably have to be zoned. So I'm sure that the nicer areas are like, we don't want a weed dispensary across the street from our really nice boutique.
Next to Starbucks.
Whatever.
So, So when you find them, you're like, oh, there's a check cashing place you know, next door. Or you see broken windows. You're like.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, it's a very lucrative business. They say the economic impact generated by regulated marijuana sales could top $112 billion this year. And that's 12% over last year, and it just continues to keep growing year after year. They say that the best estimate, as the industry is governed by a patchwork of state regulations, still remains illegal under federal law. So that's always been the big, you know, thing. These places, these dispensaries are making all this money, but like the banking regulations still would consider them like drug money.
Well, it's legal in Chicago. How long has it been? I mean, do you guys ever hear any negative stuff in the news about it?
No, it's just, it's really like if you, we had some friends that were in from out of town and they were interested in going, and basically it's like you have to make an appointment or you need to order ahead and go for pickup, because if you just show up and try to get in line, they're like, best of luck, you'll be here for hours.
Yeah, isn't that
so
weird?
So that's been the one thing that I
think was a COVID thing.
We went to one right by Wrigley and it wasn't like
there
that.
There is one right by Wrigley, yeah.
And they're very nice. The ones in Chicago were really, really nice. They're not green. You know, they flag you, they check your ID, and then it's almost like being at an Apple store. There's more helpers than customers. They come right up to you with an iPad.
Yeah.
And you order on
They got
an
it
iPad.
Down. That's how it is in Vegas. They're all very nice and well done.
And do you have to pay cash or can you use
cash?
Credit
yeah,
card?
It's cash. And then it's funny, there's still the line for the people who have the medical ID card.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see that from a mile away. They're all spaced out, creepy wizards, total hippie stoners, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they have the medical marijuana card.
Yeah. Yep.
So they
don't have glaucoma, Jeff.
They get a discount.
They're not like the rest of us. We're just on the real retail. Yeah. They get a discount. It's cheaper for them.
Oh,
and everyone's looking at them in the line like, really? You're all over there with your fake ailments still?
I got glaucoma.
When it's legal for everyone.
I have had multiple friends, so I've been having
Have you not been
sleeping?
Into a dispensary, Molly?
No.
You've not? Okay.
I'm right. not a weed person. And
it's still cool to go in.
People come to town, they want to grab gummies. You know, people are like, let's get some gummies.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing is that it's, like Jeff said, they're few and far between. They're not like every block. So, like, you have to go to one. And I just, I mean, I would feel dumb just going in if I weren't going to buy anything, because it is very much like it's crowded. Like, people are there. They are serious about purchasing.
Like, we didn't even get to shop. Like, I thought it was going to be like a weed Best Buy where I could look around. I could have. They just get to you. Mm-hmm. The guy comes right up to you with the iPad, and he's like, what are you looking for? And he wants to take it, you know, take it down. He puts in the order, and he's like, go get in line. Your order's...
That's pretty crazy. I think COVID kind of changed it to that.
Because one knows what they want. Yep. They're like, I don't know. We want some gummy. They're like, we know exactly what you want.
So they, like, are sommeliers of weed.
Yep.
They're like, you tell us what kind of feelings you want to have. Or what
dose for everything.
So I've been having trouble sleeping lately. And mm-hmm. a friend of mine, I have had two or three friends in the last week tell me about the evening gummy that they take. Okay. And I didn't realize that was like, they're like, oh yeah, like it probably
calms you down and lets you sleep.
Sends you right off to sleepy time. And I'm like, but is there like a hangover from it? You know what I mean? Like, I just
come on,
thinking,
Molly, you act like you've never been high.
Not like this, not okay. like this stuff. Like, this is all so pure and not pure, but like, so, like you said, you go in, you tell them, and they're like, we know exactly what you want. It's not like just some bag of ditch weed that somebody in high school had. Like,
I would think it'd be a pretty cool job working at one of those places.
Yes, it'd be fun.
I mean, everybody's happy. You can tell the guy helping you is high.
Mm-hmm.
He's mildly high. Wouldn't that make all of your retail experiences better if the person was kind of a little bit high?
Yeah, they all seem very, very chill. And they're fans. They're fans of the product. I mean, obviously.
You're like, I'm not only president, I'm a member.
It's not like you're going to Burger King and that person is so happy. They're not a fan of it.
Right. No one at Burger King wants to be at Burger King.
No, they don't. And they're doing the same thing. They're helping, but they're not smiling.
They can't wait till they can clock out and go to the weed store.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back. Channel 94.1, good morning to you. 938-9400. You can hit us up on our app. And on the app, we have some resources there, information, stuff like that. If you want to go hit up the app or the website, channel94.com. Any questions, volunteering, pet questions, all that other stuff. And, you know, Wylene, the wife, even said that if there's anybody out there that, you know, needs to, you know, house a dog or a couple dogs or something like that, we can do that as well and put in the yard. Just let us know.
You're going to take in dogs?
Yeah, we that's what we're talking this week. Like, how can we help? I mean, that would be the hardest thing. I can understand housing, you know, and helping some people, but people do have pets too, you know, and you know, that's even harder to do. And I think the Humane Society is also letting people use some of their, you know, facility as well for anyone that needs to put their dog somewhere until, you know, they can figure everything out. What a mess.
How quickly you saw the tarps go up, which is amazing. How fast, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Those blue tarps, how long are we going to see those blue tarps?
Yeah.
And the people that got the particle board up on the doors and windows.
Fast, man.
Pretty fast. I mean,
yeah,
there were a lot of hard-working chainsaws.
There was. You can hear them all over the place, just sawing everything up. And then the long lines of trucks, you know.
Sound to post storms. The chainsaw is such a unique sound to, like, the post storm. I just remember the straight line storm that we had, what was it, 2 summers ago? And it knocked out the power, and I mean, everything.
That's right.
Yeah, I mentioned
that neighborhood. You had your wedding.
We had a reception. Yeah, our wedding reception in the back. That's right, because we were like the only house on the block.
Seriously. I was like, you guys have power? How? I mean, we were without. Yeah. I mean, my aunt and uncle, who live in, like, Rockbrook area, they were without power for like a week. I mean, it took forever. Like, it was never coming back.
It was the weekend of the U.S. Open.
Yeah, it was.
The senior Open.
The senior Open, yeah.
At Omaha Country
That's
Club,
right,
where all those
trees
got knocked down, and they were able to still play. They were able to clean it up.
God, I forgot about that. Yeah, that's...
And I just remember waking up that morning to the sound of just chainsaws and thinking, like, my God, it's so crazy to think that, like, we live in a city, but people still do have chainsaws. Like,
yeah. You'd need them.
You find out the neighbors who have chainsaws pretty darn fast.
I would think the small engine repair, I mean, someone who can fix a chainsaw is going to be heavily in need because these things are going to be going down left and right.
Yes, I don't even have a chainsaw at all. But yeah, that was weird. I forgot all about that because I remember my buddy calling me saying, hey, do you need some ice or anything like that? And I'm like, no, I'm okay. Why? And he goes, well, the power's out everywhere. I'm like, I still have power. So I was like, hey, it's like me in another house. Everyone else in the block was gone. Trees everywhere. Yeah. What a mess. What a mess. But it's nothing like what happened on Friday.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
This is definitely, I mean.
And the fact there was no loss of life. I mean,
we're so lucky.
You can't appreciate that enough. I cannot believe that there was
no.
I mean, casualties. I think all the fire trucks heading out there, I think they were all ready to find in the rubble.
That was something to see, too, because as I'm, you know, watching and all this stuff, seeing that how the first responders are driving into the storm, right into the tornado, I'm like, wow, that has got to be a moment, you know. Talk about no fear at all. Everyone racing out there. And there were still a lot of people on the roads, too, driving around. I don't know what they were doing, but I definitely wasn't going to be chasing a tornado, that's for sure, but... Anyway, you can hit up our app or go to channel94.com and get all the information that you need for the victims of the and also volunteer information as well.
They keep using the term on the news, looky-loo.
Yeah, the looky-loos.
What a funny word.
Yeah. They're getting in the way. Everybody wants to see what happened, and they're just getting in the way. The looky-loos.
Right. How do you know you're a looky-loo?
As soon as they said that, Jeff, I was like, I'm not going.
And they all say it with disdain.
I've been shamed.
Weather people, all of them, they throw it out there casually. Hey, keep in mind, all you looky-loos. I'm like, I don't want to be a looky-loo.
Hey.
I don't either. My father was a looky-loo. He would have been out there in 2 seconds watching everything, for sure. He was a looky-loo. Big Party Show! Channel 94.1 with Victoria Monet. I'm my mama. All right. Don't be a looky-loo. What's the looky-loo?
Looky-loo.
It's somebody that's unwanted and is doing a drive-by or whatever the case is.
Looking
out
at storm damage.
Yeah. The looky-loos. I've never heard that word before, though.
Oh, absolutely. Car wrecks, any of that kind of stuff.
Rubbernecker.
Rubberneckers is what I always called them, but a looky-loo.
Looky-loo.
It is funny. Once they said that, I was like, I don't want to go check out any damage. I don't want to become what they're referring to as a looky-loo. So that's what you are.
It was out west, so I debated for a second. I'm like, should I move my Jeep? And then I'm like, should I just jump in the Jeep and go out there and chase it? And then I decided not to, and the storm came to me. Remember, we got the second one.
Yes, the second one.
The one that zipped by the airport.
God, I kind of panicked when that was that second one, or that one that was by the airport. It was in your area. I kind of panicked a little bit. Like, oh, my God, Jeff's down there. He's going to be, you know, under rubble because you have a brick place.
I didn't think that when our phones all exploded, went off.
Yeah.
It seemed inappropriate. Like, I don't understand the timing of when they decide to send those out.
I don't either. It's almost like they need to revisit that and let us know. Mine went off when it was headed towards Millard, it said.
Who hits the button?
I don't know.
Who gets that call? Like, who does the...
It's a very unsettling alarm. And loud, that goes off on your phone. I mean, everybody got it, so you guys all know. But yeah, I don't know how that even works. There must be a sensor of some sort that sets it off.
That triggers it somehow. Okay, this is, you know, when you hit what you're supposed to.
Well, obviously, Nebraskans take instructions well. I mean, people went for shelter, you know.
Yeah, Rusty was.
They're
screaming.
Serious when he just kept saying, "Take shelter now! Take shelter now!"
He held it together pretty, I'm talking about Rusty Lord, and I didn't see the Channel 3, I was just Rusty for the most part, and then some Bill Ramby, but yeah, they held it together.
I watched Channel 3, Mark Stitz kept it together.
Okay.
Kudos to the weather guys. I mean, that's a pretty wild moment. I'm sure that's, Rusty Lord's never been through
that kind of a drill.
It's pretty intense.
Yeah, not like that. And now you got me wondering if...
Rusty had to come in the middle of the coverage.
Yeah.
I mean, he ran past the other guys.
Really?
Yeah, and he was
putting
his...
Bolton?
Rolling up his sleeves, getting ready to do it. God, I couldn't even imagine having that gig. I would just be panicking and screaming and yelling. Did you say there was a weather guy before that would scream and tell everybody to run?
Well, they say Tom Bavakwa.
Okay.
We worked in that building at KM. And Bavakwa, I think, had done weather when we had the tornado in Omaha in 75.
Okay.
So those guys were wigged out. That's why our dads were always freaked out by storms. Because they'd been through one. Now we're all going to be
freaked out.
Now we all get it.
Yep, we get it.
So there's Bavakwa, what they used to say is every time there was a storm, he would literally run into the newsroom and be like, this is the big one! We gotta go on the air right now! And they'd be like, okay, dude. And he would break in, and he'd be all, like, out of breath, pointing. Wow. And it was a lot of crying wolf.
Yes. Yeah.
That's what's good is that people here listened. You know, we trust our weather people.
Yeah. And it's funny because, I mean, Rusty would say things like, you know, if you know anybody that lives in this area, call them. You can save a life today. All these different things. And I think that's the reason why there was no casualties like that, because, like you said, everyone listened. And instead of climbing on roofs, I did have some friends climbing on roofs on Facebook, and I was like, "Dude,
get out!"
Well, clearly, we got some of the most incredible footage.
Oh my God!
I've ever seen.
Yes, we do. All right, we're gonna get to what's trending coming up next. Molly, what do you got there?
Heard of inflation? Now, people are getting sacked with tipflation, and how much it's costing people a year. Big Party Show!